following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hey everybody, woo! Welcome to the wait a minute, we're not the Data Cronies today. Wait, we're not Jason. Whoa, what is going on? We're in some parallel universe. Wait, we're on the Pulse. Hello, we're the new host of the Pulse. Yay! Everybody, yay! What was that? No, female voice, secret. Shh, no female voices yet. You're a secret guest. Anyways, it's me, Faye. And with me here is my co-host from the once grand, only six shows later, and now it's off the air. Data Cronies, Mr. YOLO, how's it going?
Hey, everybody. Everything is going good. Hey, everybody. Hello out there.
Okay, as you hear, we are on the Pulse, not on Data Cronies. We've kind of taken over the reins for a little bit here. I think we're going to find a new home amongst the Pulse because we were basically doing the same thing that we were doing on Data Cronies that they were doing on the Pulse, and then the Pulse guys had some issues with real life stuff, and they kind of had to wrap things up and they couldn't do it anymore, so I was invited on to just go ahead and take over the Pulse for a while with my co-host YOLO. And because we suck and we're not as good as those other two, the host you were used to, we brought a girl, a real life lady, a Miss Ayana. Why don't you say hello and prove that you're real?
Hi guys, I am real. My name's Ayo. It's nice to meet all of you.
Oh, her name's Ayo. She's already abbreviating herself the first show. You know, because YOLO is YOLO Vision. He got abbreviated. I'm Faye. Oh, I don't have an abbreviation. I'm just Faye. I don't feel so special anymore. That's why they have to abbreviate so they don't make me feel inferior to their long names. But, as you know, those two listeners who listen to the Data Cronies know that we're more of a topic show. We like to hit on topics, but we do like to talk about what we've been doing in-game. Yes, yes, yes. And of course, if you listen to the last episode of Data Cronies, episode number 6, it's still up there. Those episodes won't go away for too long. We have the discussions and we talk about what we've been doing for the week. So I'm actually going to throw it to our guest speaker, Miss Ayo, to let everyone know what she's been doing in game. Now, let me tell you a little something about Miss Ayana. She kind of took a break from gaming for a while. She's actually live in my studio because I'm married to this girl. So, she gets the up close and personal seat with Faye. I know all you ladies are jealous. I know. Yeah. Just jealous. So, why don't you tell them, why you got back into gaming there?
Well, you know, I used to play a lot of World of Warcraft, and I had a guild. I was the guild leader. I also ran the raids. Our guild grew to about 200 people, and it got really intense. And it was really difficult to manage, and I kind of got super involved, so I needed to take a break and walk away from it. And when I did, I kind of just walked away from gaming completely. I just couldn't do it. I feel like my heart's in World of Warcraft, and if I wasn't playing it, I just wasn't going to do anything. So I've been out in the real world doing real life stuff, and I miss it, you know. And recently I got a chance to visit with some guildies that I haven't seen in a few years. They live in a different state, and we were passing through. We happened to stop by and hang out for a while, and it made me realize how much I missed it. And it's a part of my life that I want it back. So my wonderful husband, Faye, got me a copy of Draenor for Christmas. And he actually gave it to me before Christmas. And so by Christmas Day, I was already level like 97 or 98. But I got back into it with a vengeance. And this week, I have been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. My tune, Ayo, is now a 100. I'm getting her geared and starting to get ready for some raiding, but not probably until summertime.
Faye's dying in the background. Keep talking, dear. Keep talking. I'm going to die. Go for it.
So I guess, you know, we're going to talk tonight a lot about PvP, and it'll be an interesting conversation for me because I am not a PvPer. I never really have been. That style of gameplay is not really my thing, so I definitely have some strong opinions about this debate.
And that's probably why we have you on this episode, is because we know you have those strong opinions about us crazy PvPers. But while I'm on the mic and I'm holding on the button for like 15 minutes here, I'm going to tell you what I did this week. Of course, it was a lot of WoW. And then on top of that was a lot of WoW. And a lot of WoW. Because now that my wife's playing, I'm always playing. Because I play when my wife doesn't play, I play when my wife does play. So I'm always playing WoW.
Oh, and don't forget to tell them how competitive you are. God forbid if I should do something before you. If I get an achievement or a mount or a level ahead of you, the world has ended.
Oh, who invited you again? Oh, wait, I invited you again. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yes, I was playing WoW. And I did get in the PvP this week, which is why this topic of this week is going to be kind of PvP-centric. So I played a lot of that. I got almost a complete set of at least the starter PvP gear, and I do like the way that PvP works in World of Warcraft now. Because you only need one set of gear, and I love that. I love it. I hated having my bags filled with, like, tons and tons of different outfits for tons and tons of different things.
Wait a minute. Your bags filled with gear? Did you just say that? Because I do believe that you have, like, 20 staffs. That's right. He collects staffs.
Hey, a man's gotta love his staff often.
You would say that.
And I love me some staff.
All right, let's get to Yolo. Yolo, what did you do this week?
Oh dear, I've been. Hold on, Yolo. Apparently, the new host of the Pulsecast is Ayana, and she says, "What have you been doing this week, Yolo?" So, what have you been doing this week?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Warcraft, a little of Injustice Mobile on the iPad, and some Marvel Heroes, a little bit of Marvel Heroes, and doing a lot of PvP in Ashran.
Well, that's good. So how do you like the new way that the PvP is set up?
Well, from the get-go playing WoW, I love PvP, and I continue to love it. Even though some people complain about Ashran, I love doing the craziness. Even when I fail in Ashran, I love it.
So have you been doing the events, or have you just been doing straight killing?
I've been doing everything. Well, mostly, actually, I've been doing the events because that helps me get the most conquest points when we actually win. And also been punking out when the horde is getting crushed by just doing that race that pops every couple of minutes.
Yeah, but I don't. I've never found us to lose that race. How do you lose that race?
I have no idea. I guess it seemed like every time I go to the race, the Horde always win, and the Alliance only like 2-3 show up. But they, when we are winning the race, if you notice, they're actually winning all of the other stuff.
Oh, so they distract us by running around in circles, is what you're saying? That the Horde is easily distracted?
Yeah, because everybody goes to the circle, because that's the easiest way to earn conquest points.
Okay, wait, so you guys have to explain something to me here, because again, I'm totally a PvP noob, I just like PvE, but what exactly is the purpose of this whole battle in Ashran? Like, what are the goals? What are we trying to accomplish there?
Well, I'll leave that to my lore master, Yolo.
Yeah, there's a couple of goals. It's like, it's a mixture of PvE and PvP. There's one boss called Kronos that the Horde has that we have to help him destroy, like, I guess, settlements of the Alliance and get them all the way to their base and hopefully, like, win. But, and they have their version. I forgot the guy's name. I don't know if it's, I'm probably saying the guy's name wrong. They have a tree boss that's called Fangirl or something like that.
It's called Fangirl? Yeah, the Alliance sounds like they have a guy named Fangirl on their side. Oh, wait, did I say that?
And, excuse me. And it's, to me, it's like I look at it like an old monster movie, especially when forgive me out there to the Alliance for mispronouncing the tree's name, even though some people actually call him in a chat group. When him and Cronus meet, it's like a battle of giant monsters, like Godzilla versus King Kong. It's very interesting and it's very fun, and it's also I guess it's like some kind of Ring of Blood kind of thing where we have to battle. Each side has a ogre they have to battle. And, like, if one beats one ogre, like, say the lions beat an ogre, I guess they get their champion to come and attack our base. And if the horde beats their ogre, we get some kind of champion to come and beat their base. Well, attack their base.
You mean there's other things to do other than just run in circles? No wonder I keep losing. I just keep running in circles, and they go chase that guy. I go, okay. And this big dude on, like, an elephant, and I run around in circles. And then I did have to go to some tower where I had to fight off three different orcs. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's a different one, but I know what you're talking about. And did you get the flame monster?
Yeah, there's like one in the middle, two on each side or something like that, and you get them and they drop like a crap ton of like artifact thingies that you take back and you turn them into some dude, and then he gives you points and thingies for your thingies, then you get some gear for your thingies, and that stuff.
Yeah, and then when you lose, everybody takes your artifacts, so you gotta be careful before you get killed. You gotta turn the artifacts into base, and I think, I'm not 100% sure, but when you turn the artifacts over to base, it helps, I guess, to raise either the Cronus or send your champions on the field to do battle.
Yeah, I just know that you turn them into one person, and they give you, like, a whistle. And you can summon some dude. And then when you turn him into the other one, you can get some honor points. I don't quite understand how you get the conquest points. Because every time I turned in anything or did those events, I only get honor. I don't get any real conquest. So is that something special I'm just missing out on?
No, I got conquest points from doing the race. Also, I got conquest points for doing, like, the ogre objectives. Like,
Well, while we're on the topic of PvP, the actual topic of the night was, do MMOs need PvP, or does PvP need MMOs? Should we keep them separate but equal? How should we do this with the PvPs? And, I think they fit in quite nicely with MMOs. It gives me kind of something to do when I'm not doing PvP or not raiding or doing dungeons or something else to kind of kill my time. So do you think that they're a necessity for MMOs, Ariello?
Yes, definitely a necessity. I remember when I first subbed to Final Fantasy Realm Reborn, and they did not have no battlegrounds or no world PvP. And to be honest with you, it hurt because I got so bored of doing the PvP. PvE, I wanted to do something else, and I couldn't. I'm like, where is my freaking battlegrounds, man?
Well, I found, being one of those now relatively casual players who doesn't have a lot of time, that it's really the best way to get the gear as fast as you can. I mean, I've spent maybe 4 or 5 hours in PvP total, and I have almost a complete set that, now mind you, it's only item level like 620 on the high end, 600 on low end, but when you step in the PvP, it gets escalated. Like, if you have a 620 piece and you go on the PvP, it's worth a 675 ranking. So every stat increases to that type of gear. Now, when you go back into PvE, it's just, 620. But still, if you're doing starting raiding, it's a great way to get raid gear and to get those points so you can do looking for raid or whatever, right off the bat. Do you find it as a much easier way to get the gear that you need?
Yeah, definitely, because I was like, I was 600, and I wanted to, I wanted to do the Molten Core raid today, which I'm kind of pissed because it was a glitch in the system, and I can't do it today, and hopefully Blizzard will fix it and extend us at least another week, but it helped me get over 615. I'm actually like 616 at the moment, and the PvP gear, along with a little bit of the PvE gear, helped me get over that pedestal.
Alright, so, Miss Ao, mm-hmm. Since you're here, and you're not very much a PvPer, I know you did go in and try out Asheron with me for a little bit.
I did,
and you got a little bit frustrated. So, do you think in general that MMOs should have PvP component, or should it be left out and just PvPers do PvP things?
Well, I think that's the great thing about Blizzard's product is the fact that you can have both In this one game, you have the opportunity, if that's what you like to do, is go into mass chaos and an attempt to feel like you accomplished something, PvP is a good place for you. But for people like me, you know, I don't necessarily enjoy that chaos, probably because I'm a squishy priest, and it takes a rogue about 30 seconds to kill me again and again and again, and that's just not much fun. But I can still have a life in that game as well, because I don't have to go into the PvP. You know, there are realms I can play on where if I'm not flagged, I'm not attacked. And that still gives me an opportunity to feel like I have value. The game still presents something for me. I don't have to PvP, but if I decide I want to, it's there. And, you know, who knows? Someday I might roll a warrior and come kick your ass.
Now, I do recall that when you were back in WoW in the early days, you actually did some PvP and you enjoyed melting Alliance faces, because you are Horde as well. So what was not as enjoyable for you today when you went back in the PvP after a long offset?
I think that the objectives aren't as clear as they used to be. You know, if you go old world to the PvP games, there were clear objectives. It was capture the flag, run, protect the flag bearer, or run your ass off if you had it. But Ashran to me just seems like mass chaos. I don't know exactly what's going on, when all of a sudden there's a tree guy fighting and everybody's trying to kill him, and then there's a big lizard dude and we're attacking the Alliance, and I don't know what am I supposed to do in those scenarios other than just try and tag as many Alliance people as I can. But it's still like there's just not a clear win-lose moment. You know, it just goes on and on and on, and it's chaotic. So it's not for me. But that doesn't mean that it's not a great place for people who enjoy the chaos.
Well, didn't you feel that when you were coming up and you were doing old world PvP, as much as you say it's pretty clear cut and there's an objective, you know, like capture the flag, or you run to this base, you kill this guy, boom, it's over. There's no rules in the old world PvP. You still had to kind of do it for a while to understand it.
And that, I could very well be in that position here in with the new battleground. You know, I mean, I don't get it yet. And so and again, you know, I'm a squishy priest. I die and die and die and die. And so that's not much fun for me. I think once I figure it out, maybe I'll get some more enjoyment out of it, but I just haven't had enough time to spend there. But even in the old world, you know, I would run PvP once in a great while just to get some gear when I was, you know, getting ready to start a new raid. And then I really wouldn't run it anymore. It wasn't, my objective was never to be good at PvP.
Well, I don't necessarily think my objective is to be great at PvP. What's your main objective? I mean, nowadays, you know, it's instant, you know, get myself to 620 so I can do, like, the looking for raid, and then I can get myself some PvE gear out of that and move on to, you know, dungeoning or in heroics or whatnot. What is your general objective for PvP these days, Yellow?
To be honest with you, my objective is just to have fun and also learn learn how to play my character in the game, and which doing Ashran helped me a lot to learn how to be a better tank, especially tanking those that tree boss. And only thing that sucks is that nobody never drills the tank the hills. I keep getting the aggro, but nobody's giving me the heal, so I wind up dying real quick. But I learned a lot in how to use my cooldowns doing the PvP. It teaches me a lot.
That's a good point, and you know, and I think that's, it lends back to that chaotic nature of it right now. I don't know that the healers are easily able to identify the tanks, because I did, you know, I run Shadow when I'm PvE, and I usually heal in raids. That's my main spec. And I tried to heal a little bit in Ashran, but getting in close enough to heal a tank meant that I would get ganked, like, in 2 seconds. I'd literally get one hot off and die. And it just seemed to repeat. I had to stay so far back from the action to try to heal that really I was only able to heal DPS. And that may be something that all of healers are dealing with right now.
Yeah, well, I know that a lot of times I got yelled at when I was out of rage and I had healers trying to heal me in Ashran as well. You know, and the fact that it is, I think, what, it's 40-man groups in general, right, Yellow?
Yes, it's a 40-man group.
But you could have multiple 40-man groups, right?
Yeah, that's one of the problems is, like, if you're in a group, like, I feel like I was a couple of times, and you're, like, fighting a boss, your group can be somewhere else while another 40-man group is not seeing your health go down to heal you.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's what I found when before I found out that there were, you know, events. A lot of times the PvP in Ashran, how it works is you generally go in and you have to say, am I doing the event or am I doing the main event, which is generally like having the giant dudes fight and all that. That's kind of main. And most event groups are the ones who run around the circle and do all the other little crap. So usually when I get it first to get in there, I go invite to event group, and I know that I'm going to be running around the circle. Whereas if I wanted to just be in the main group, the main assault group, then I would be going pretty much down the center line. So I don't know if that's maybe you thought you were in one event group when you were in a different event group there, Yellow. Do you think that might have been something that happened?
That's possible. I actually got kicked out of a group because the raid leader said that I wasn't fighting on the road. I was doing the events.
Well, yeah, you might have been in, like I said, you might have been oh, good. I'm gonna die tonight. You might have been in the group that had, you know, or was doing the main raid, and you thought you were doing the event raid, and that just got you kicked out because they were like, "Hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing." So I don't know.
I think that that's something that Blizzard's going to have to work on a little bit is maybe presenting an option for people when they're joining into this chaos to pick, you know, to identify this is an event raid or that's a general raid. Or people are going to have to come up with 40-man teams to go in with. You know, I mean, that's something that we could work towards in the guild, you know, if we have some serious PvPers, is collecting enough people who really want to do it and then putting together our own teams and going in to just raffle stomp.
Yeah, I did find that most of the time, anytime that I've went in and asked for the event group, usually it's ran by the same guy. His name like starts with a K or something, but he's always running the events, and I swear he's online like 10 hours a day running the events just to run the events. I don't know what life he doesn't have, but he's definitely always on and always running those things. So, you know, it's something to think about. Now, hearing our discussions, you. Did we actually definitively answer? Do you think the PvP has its place, Miss AO?
I don't think there's a definitive answer to that question. That's going to be a personal preference. Everybody across the board is going to have a slightly different answer to it. But honestly, I don't think you can have PvP without MMO. And I don't know that an MMO would be successful without PvP.
Well, I mean, you can look at games like Firefall and stuff like that, first-person shooters, which is all PvP technically. And they don't have necessarily an MMO aspect to them. But do you think that the MMO space PvP is geared for the MMO? You think it's kind of different? It's a different feel than first-person shooter PvP there, dear?
I think you're way too far down the rabbit hole right now, Faye.
Oh, you think so? Yo, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand, but I think it's a different set of PvP. Like first person shooters, MMO PvPs, I think it's totally different.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if we have a consensus that it's different. I think it's different, but I also do not like first-person shooters, so I'm gonna naturally think that's different.
Look at Destiny. It's like it's supposedly like some type of MMO that people put the tag on, but it's PvP is basically first person shooting.
All right, well, we gotta wrap this cast up. We're coming to the 30-minute mark. We gotta say our goodbyes and all that good jazz. So this has been the Pulse. In case you're confused, because you got new voices on it and a girl on it tonight. She might be back for next week or something. Depends on how everyone's times go. But this should be going up every Tuesday. On a Tuesday, the podcast is up on a
Really?
Tuesday. Oh, hush. Anyways, so every Tuesday this should be going up and getting posted. Hopefully, we're recording this tonight on a Monday, so I can hopefully get it edited so Tuesday night it will actually go up.
Honey,
And what? Am
they
I
don't
just
care. You're
talk?
rambling.
I'm not rambling. I'm telling what they need to know. They like the facts.
We'll just see you guys next
yeah,
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. I say who gets to say goodbyes. I'm having host envy.
Yeah.
Host envy here.
Sure you want me back.
So, yeah. This has been Faye and Yo and AO's last show with us. It's been great having her. So good night, everybody. Say goodbye, Yolo.
Hey, everybody. Have a good one. And also, Happy New Year, by the way. Take care.
Happy New Beers.
Woo! Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at The Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.